What I'd like to pick up on today is also this aspect of tefillin, where the Gemara says in Menachos on Daf Lamed Vav, it is also a Gemara Maseches Yuma on Daf Zayin. Chayv Adam Lemashmesh B'Tefillin B'Chol Shah. When somebody wears tefillin, you have to be careful that you are cognizant of the fact that you are wearing tefillin the whole time they are on you. How do we know that halacha is true? Kal V'Chomer Mitzitz. We learn it from the Kohen Gadol who has to wear the tzitz. Matzit she'em bo elaz kara achas. On the tzitz it says Kodesh LaHashem. It only has one name of Hashem on it. Amra Torah v'haya ametz chotamid. And yet the Torah says that the Kohen Gadol must remember that the tzitz is always on his forehead and he can never forget about the fact that he's wearing it. Shelo yasiach daito mimenu. He's never allowed to be distracted or neglectful of what it is that he's wearing. Tfilin sheyesh b'hem azkaras harbe. Tfilin that have many times the mention of the Shem Hashem. Alachas kama v'kama. Then certainly one has to be careful that they are always cognizant and always mindful of the fact that they are wearing the tfilin whenever they are. And this is quoted the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Chav Ches, that when somebody wears tfilin, they have to be careful that they are memashmesh b'tfilin. Memashmesh doesn't mean you rub the tfilin. Some people mistakenly think that's what it means. But it means every so often you have to be cognizant and aware of the fact that you're wearing the tefillin, and you cannot just be neglectful of the fact that they are on you. It would seem, from the simple wording of the Gemara, that the tefillin are considered to be on a higher level of Kedusha than the tzitz. Why? Because the Kal V'Chomer and the Gemara, which one is Kal and which one is Chomer? The Gemara says that if a Kohen Gadol wears a tzitz, and it only has one Shem Hashem, he has to make sure to always remember that it's on his forehead. Then certainly when it comes to tefillin, which have many more times the Shem Hashem, he has to make sure that he always remembers it's on his forehead. The problem that the Achronim ask is, we have a Gemara Mesecha Sota Daf Lamed Ches, which seems to indicate the opposite conclusion. And there the Gemara says, when the Kohanim are engaged in the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, so we know that one of the critical components of the Kohen giving the bracha is, he has to stretch out his hands. Why does it have to be with the hands? A very good question. And the Shulchan Aruch talks about what if somebody is too weak or there's something wrong with their hands, they have a disease where they're not able to hold the hands up. Would that invalidate their ability to be involved in the Birchas Kohanim? But either way, we know that under regular circumstances, that's what's supposed to be done. So the Gemara says in Masechta Sota Daf Lamed Ches, B'medina ha-kohanim nosen as yideim kineged kisvehem. When you had Kohanim who were doing Berchas Kohanim in a regular shul in Yerushalayim, so they would hold their hands kineged kisveim. They would hold them parallel to their shoulders. However, says the Gemara, b'migdash al-gabi rosheim. In the Beis HaMigdash, they would hold up their hands above their heads. That's the way they would do their Berchas Kohanim. Except for the Kohen Gadol, she'eino magbia yado lemaila min hatzitz. The Kohen Gadol was the exception, that he was not allowed to raise his hands above the tzitz, because the tzitz is considered to be so holy, so kodesh, that the Kohen Gadol should not be raising his hands above it. That would be in some way disrespectful to the tzitz. Ask the Ravid in his commentary on Maseches Tamid, he says, I don't understand. Teim alomar shekohen hedyot magbia yadav lamayla me'atfilin. What emerges from this Gemara is that a Kohen Hedyot who's doing the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash and gets to the Berchas Kohanim, even though he's wearing tefillin, he raises the hands above his tefillin. But the Kohen Gadol who comes to Davin in their minyan and now also wants to do the Berchas Kohanim, he's not allowed to raise his hands above because the tzitz is so holy? Isn't that against what the Gemara says here, that we generally assume that the tefillin, since it has many more times the name of Hashem mentioned in it, and we assume that that means it has a higher level of Kedusha. So this is the kasha of the Ravid, and this is a problem that he faces trying to figure out which one is considered to be more Kadosh than the other. What difference does it make, lahalacha? I'm not exactly sure. I don't think it matters, but it's a very interesting point about what is the status of Kedusha Satfilin in the order that the Gemara would assume we should put them in. Is the tzitz higher than the tefillin, or is the tefillin higher than the tzitz? Mehera yibana beis hamigdash, and we should have to worry about this, but this is a very interesting point made by the Ravid. The Rambam writes in the very end of Hilchos Tefillin, every so often the Rambam, even though in the Yad HaChazaka, his major point is to always teach us the halacha itself, very often you'll notice in the end of a given set of halachas, the Rambam will give some kind of hashkafa that has to do with the mitzvah that he's describing. So here in Hilchos Tefillin is no exception, and the Rambam here gives us some of the understanding of what it means to wear tefillin. And I was thinking about this Rambam when I saw it today, If only we would actually think this way when we wore the tefillin, it would be a very different experience. But the Rambam writes that somebody who wears tefillin on his arm and wears tefillin on his head is an anav and a yare shamayim ve'eno nimshach b'schok, and because he's wearing his tefillin, obviously he's not going to be involved in frivolous conversation. Uvesicha b'teila ve'eno mahar b'machshavas rose. My mind would be nowhere else, and certainly not in any negative place at the time that I'm wearing my tefillin. Ela mifane libo b'divrei ha'emes v'hatzedek, because now my mind is solely focused on righteous and good, because I'm wearing my tefillin. So the Rambam has this understanding that, of course, while somebody's wearing the tefillin, they're going to be transformed to be a totally different human being, and their mindset is going to be in a different place than it otherwise would be during the day. And the Rambam says, "Lefikach tzarach adam lehishtadel lios alav kol hayom." Therefore, says the Rambam, because when I wear my tefillin, I will be compelled to think differently, to act differently, to speak differently. Therefore, the Rambam says, I should try my hardest to wear the tefillin all day. Why? Because that will make sure that I'll behave differently throughout the entirety of the day. Why would I limit that experience to the davening only? I should do that throughout the experience of my day. And the Rambam there writes that there were many great people who used to wear tefillin all day long, and the Rambam says he thinks that that would make a lot of sense. In fact, the Medrash writes, Amri Yisrael lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ritzoneinu l'kayim eskala Torah kula. Klal Yisrael says, look, we have 613 mitzvahs. I would love to be mekayim all the mitzvahs. The problem is, I'm not a Kohen. I'm not a Levi. Problem is, I don't live in Eretz Yisrael, so all the mitzvahs HaTeluyos Baretz are not relevant to me right now. And we have all kinds of issues where even the mitzvahs that are relevant to us, maybe I'm not a man of means, so I can't give as much tzedakah as I would want to, and maybe I don't have this consideration and that, so how many mitzvahs am I left with? I would love to do all the 613 mitzvahs and serve you, God, the way you instructed us to. The problem is, I don't have the ability. So Klal Yisrael registers a complaint against the Ribono Shel Olam that we really want to serve you in the way that we're supposed to. L'kayim kol haTorah kula, aval ein anu yicholim. My hands are tied. What am I supposed to do? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribono Shel Olam responds, Hanichu tefillin, if you wear the tefillin every day, Ma'ala ani aleichem ki'ilu kiyamtem kol haTorah kula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the tefillin in some way is considered to be all-encompassing. Somehow it subsumes everything else, all the other mitzvahs HaTorah, as we say by the parsha of tefillin, L'mantia Torah Hashem beficha. By wearing tefillin, you somehow have a conglomerate of all of the mitzvahs Hashem that God wants you to observe. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in some way, that is the catch-all. So the Rambam writes that it would make sense that a person should try their hardest to wear the tefillin as much as possible, because obviously we understand how important tefillin is and how much of a transformative experience wearing the tefillin can be. Writes the Rambam, he would advocate that we should wear this all the time. As we know, this generally is not the practice. We know that this is generally not the minhag. Why? Because, unfortunately, most people, before they put on tefillin in the morning, maybe as they're putting it on, they're thinking carefully and they're very attentive to what it is that they're about to do, and they have kavanah during the bracha, and they clear their mind from everything else, and they're getting ready for the davening. But throughout the rest of the day, I'm at work, and I'm eating breakfast, and I'm eating lunch, and I'm getting together with my friends, and I have all kinds of a whole social life. I'm taking care of my children. I'm not going to be able to remain attentive the whole day while I'm wearing the tefillin. And I'm not going to be able to have that level of sincerity that I'm supposed to uphold throughout the entire duration of the day. And therefore, although the Rambam says that the perfect way to wear the tefillin is such, and tefillin should compel us to act in a certain way, unfortunately, because we all know that we are human beings who succumb to human experience, therefore we generally assume that this is something that we try our best to wear the tefillin and to have the uphold the standard of Kedushas HaTefillin that we should, but we generally do not have the practice of wearing the tefillin all day. Sometimes you'll go to certain places in Eretz Yisrael where they will wear the tefillin all the day. Maybe it makes sense for great tzaddikim. I know Rav Nevensal wears tefillin all day. It makes sense because Rav Nevensal spends his whole day learning Torah and sitting in a base medrash, so it makes sense for him. I always find it strange that in some yeshivas you have people who are wearing tefillin all day when they seem to be, 12, 13, 14-year-old boys. Like, why are they, what level do they think they are on that they should be wearing tefillin? It's told that Rav Kook, in the Valojna Yeshiva, when Rav Kook was a Talmud, he used to wear tefillin all day. And the Talmidim went to the Netziv, and they said, who does Rav Kook think he is? He's one of the yeshiva bachim like everybody else. Nobody else wears tefillin all day. So why does he think that he's in a position to be doing so? And the Netziv said, I know Rav Kook, for him it makes sense. I know Rav Kook, and for him it makes sense. And he gave a special dispensation for Rav Kook to do it, because he had such tremendous Yiras Hashamayim, he was able to understand what it means to wear tefillin all day. But the Netziv said at the same time, for everybody else, it's not really relevant because for most people, they're not able to uphold that standard. And now we get to the Ramah, where the Ramah says, what is the proper practice when somebody becomes a bar mitzvah? Obviously now, once somebody is bar mitzvah, they have a chiyuv to observe all the mitzvahs HaTorah. They're now considered to be a bar chiyuva. However, as we know, we as parents have an obligation to be mechanech our children in the mitzvah of wearing tefillin, just like we have an obligation to be mechanech our children for any other mitzvah. So we're mechanech our children from a very young age about what it means to keep Shabbos, and what it means to keep kashrus, and what it means to make brachos, and what it means to daven and to go to shul. We don't start at the bar mitzvah. If you're going to start telling a kid at 13 years old he should start davening in shul, you're never going to get him to come to shul the first day. You have to have years of preparation. So the question is, when it comes to the mitzvah of tefillin, what would be the appropriate thing for a parent to do? When should a child begin to wear the tefillin? And this is a problem, because on the one hand, we want to be mechanech the children about the importance of the mitzvah of tefillin, and we want to make sure that they know how to do it properly. On the other hand, a child, when he's in his younger years, is not able to have the presence of mind to understand how important it is to wear the tefillin and how they're supposed to be reacting or responding at the time that the tefillin are on their bodies. So this is a problem. Meaning, when it comes to being mechanech our children with the laws of Shabbos, we have nothing to lose. We try to teach them about the laws of Muktzah and the laws of Bishul and everything else. If they keep it, they keep it. If they don't, they don't. But over time, we are able to develop them into this mindset of appreciating the laws of Shabbos. But by tefillin, there is something to lose. Because by tefillin, if the child puts them on and has hirhurim rayim, if a child puts them on and speaks inappropriately while the tefillin are on them, they violate an isser. So maybe we shouldn't be doing this. And this is raised by the Ramah in Hilchos Tefillin, Simin Lamed Zayin. Says the Ramah, in his opinion, he believes that we should wait until the child is 13 years old. Ben Shalosh Esri Shana V'yom Echad, Ve'ein Lahakdim. And we should not do it any earlier than the Bar Mitzvah, because here you have what to lose. So yes, it's true. Normally we would want to be mechanech a child way before the time of the mitzvah. The problem is here, there's too much on the line, there's too much to lose. We can't be mevazeh the tefillin and take that gamble of maybe letting a child wear the tefillin. And even if it means that the child is not going to know perfectly how to wear the tefillin right when he becomes a bar mitzvah, okay, I'll have to get used to it. And that's the way that the Ramah suggests we go about learning how to wear the tefillin. The Magen Avraham disagrees. And the Magen Avraham says, no, it would make sense that a few months before the bar mitzvah, obviously when he's 10 years old, 11 years old, it's inappropriate. But before the bar mitzvah, the Magen Avraham assumes maybe a few months earlier, that would be a time when he's already thinking in a different way, he's already preparing for his bar mitzvah, he already begins to understand the seriousness of life. I'm not sure what kind of teenagers he was talking about, but that's what the Magen Avraham says. And therefore he writes, maybe it would make sense that a few months before the bar mitzvah, we should already get the child accustomed to wearing the tefillin. And that would not be something that we have to be concerned about. As we know, there are many different minhagim about what the proper practice is. Should he wear the tefillin way in advance? Should it be 3 months in advance? A week in advance? Everybody has different minhagim. You should follow whatever the family practice is. However, the Shulchan Aruch does quote a very important passage from the Baal HaItur. And the Baal HaItur writes the following, HaMeniach Tefillin, Tzarech Lizar Mehir Taivas Isha. He says, obviously, when one wears tefillin, they have to make sure that they clear their heads from all kinds of thoughts that are not really relevant to the tefillin. And then the Ramah says, Vim e efsharlo below hirhurim. What if I'm the kind of person that, I don't think it means that you're a perverted individual. I think it means if I know that I'm not able to focus while I'm wearing my tefillin, says the Ramah, mutav shalo lahanicham. And that's a very surprising comment of the Ramah. Let's say a person knows before Shabbos, I have a taiva to violate the laws of muktzah. I have a taiva to use my smartphone on Shabbos. Whatever it is, I have a taiva to do something on Shabbos that I know I'm not supposed to do. Would we ever tell the person, don't keep Shabbos? No, we would say, keep Shabbos. And over time, maybe you'll get over whatever it is that's compelling you to do something wrong. Over time, you'll stop using your phone, and you'll stop turning on the lights, and you'll stop violating Bishul, and you'll say whatever. But obviously, we allow a person to keep Shabbos regardless. Of course you should keep Shabbos. If you fail in some way of how Shabbos is supposed to be kept, okay, so you have what to work on. You do tshuva, you klap al chet. Over here, the Ramah is not the same. When somebody wears tefillin, there's a certain standard of behavior that we expect. And if a person feels they're not able to live up to that standard, writes the Ramah, it's better not to wear the tefillin at all. Be mevatel the mitzvahs haseh. You're supposed to wear tefillin every day. K'shartem lo sayadecha v'hayu l'totafos b'neinecha. Says the Ramah, quoting from the Baal HaItur, it's better not to wear it at all. The Aruch HaShulchan there comments, Achshav, e efshar lismoch al shum katan kishu kodem yud gimel. because of this comment of the Rama that one has to be so careful about wearing the tefillin, and if one knows they cannot be in control of their mind or their actions, they shouldn't wear the tefillin at all, says the Aruch HaShulchan that he would advocate in our generation that children before the bar mitzvah should not wear the tefillin, because how can we expect that of a child? What do you want? That the child is going to be so responsible to really know, to be so careful about how they think and how they speak and how they act when they're not even a bar mitzvah yet? And therefore, this is a major point of discussion among the Achronim. How do we determine what the proper minhag is when trying to be mechanech a child to wear their tefillin? On the one hand, we want the child to become accustomed to wearing it and to understand what the mitzvah is all about and know how to do it properly. On the other hand, there is something to lose, potentially, if the child starts too early, because he really won't know how to conduct himself properly, and he could possibly be violating the isser of hesach hadas by tefillin or bizayin ha-mitzvah by wearing the tefillin without having the proper conduct that is expected of somebody who wears the tefillin every day. Rabbi Hanani ben